worst insect situation you've ever had at your house. 1-800-330-9999.
This is what's taking place in my life.
Explain the spider situation.
You mean the millions of spiders we have in our backyard?
Yeah.
We have a million spiders and you won't take care of it. What situation is there? They're everywhere. They're tiny, teeny ones that you can barely see, and then there's some as big as my hand. This has been a problem since we've moved in. The neighbors all said that they used to have to spray here for the spiders because they were so out of control.
You know, I don't want to be dramatic, Anna, all right? But, you know, my wife, she's not necessarily wrong. We have a lot of spiders at my house. I don't know why it is. We get them all around the pool area. We have a large deck. They're out there. They're along the fence line and all that. We've cut down all our trees. The crazy thing is, if you talk to our neighbors, they're like, oh, yeah. They talk about our house as if it was haunted or something. Like, there's always been a spider problem there. And I'm like, what? They've never lived there. They don't know. They're like, oh, yeah, the old owners, they had to spray all the time. Spiders all over your place. I don't know what's going on.
It's nightmare fuel.
Yeah, well, tomorrow it's Friday the 13th, and I've got the Spider-Man coming out to the house. I handle business, thank you.
So, okay, first of all, you didn't think it was weird to have them come on Friday the 13th, which I think is probably just fuel. What if they...
Listen.
What if the spiders... basically form a union, and now they've decided to get you back because it's Friday the 13th, and they're going to multiply, and now they're not just going to be in your backyard. They're going to be in your bed.
I mean, you believe that the spiders, let me get this straight, unionize, and then they're going to, I mean, they're making babies anyways. They're spiders. It's that time of year. And Friday the 13th, that's when he had the hole in his schedule. That's when he offered to get there. Good. I called him last week. It's not good. I got to tell you. I do try not to get like crazy about it, and I try not to go around squashing spiders and stuff like that, but some of them have been really large, and here's what I know. You kill one, another one is right there in its place.
Right, they're going to unionize, I told you.
No, it's just
all of them.
It's like a void created by it.
Like, you killed my cousin? Watch, I'm coming for you, too. But you don't get them, they don't get into your house?
I mean, we get some in the house, but not a lot. Like, one or two will slip through from time to time, usually not large. There have been a couple, but usually not large. But outside, a lot. And we just got a regular yard, man. It's not like I live in the middle of the boonies or something like that. There's been a house there for 70 years. Spiders, take notice. This land is not your land.
When insects come to your home and they infest and they do things, it is alarming because it's like you don't even see it. And the next thing you know, they're there. We had a knock on... Everybody knock on wood. Knock on wood. Last summer, we had three white-faced hornet's nests on our property.
Scary.
Yeah, the bushes in front of our house. All of a sudden, I'm outside with the dog, and I look over, and I hear
yes.
And you assume that it's like bees or something like that.
Sure.
I'd never seen anything like it. These things were the size of my thumb, and there was like a million swarm, and they had these dots on their face, and they were white and black, and I looked at them, and I was like,
they were terrifying.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, you immediately knew that it was time for you to run.
I got my dog, and I went inside.
Very noble of you.
Oh, I called my pest control company, and I was like, you got to get out here right away. And then there was two more that summer. There was three of them all together last summer, and it was awful.
That seems like a lot.
But they know what to do. They came and they took it away, and then they were gone.
Right, that's their job.
Yes, guess so.
Yeah, they deal with that. It's the same as the guy that shows up tomorrow to deal with my spiders. That's his job.
Except it's Friday the 13th tomorrow. What was the insect issue that you had? 1-800-330-9999.
What if I don't see him leave, and then his truck is out there like the next day?
He's going to be like molded on the side of your house in a web.
I think I've seen that movie before.
When insects attack. Well, not necessarily, but when they do infest, it's pretty awful, right?
Yeah, my wife thinks that the spiders are going to attack. We've got a lot of spiders around my house, you know, and with the weather this year, it just seems like there's more than ever. But I got the pest guy coming out tomorrow on Friday the 13th.
Which I said probably wasn't a good idea because it was just going to antagonize them, make them more angry, and then they were going to infest inside your house too.
I don't think insects have calendars.
1-800-330-9999. When do the insects infest your house? Nick?
We had a serious, serious roach issue, and they were the babies. They were like the little ones, so you know that they were multiplying. And when the exterminator came, the part of the wall was literally moving. That's how many there were.
Oh my gosh!
No, I'm leaving.
That is, you have to move or burn down the house.
You can't get rid of them. I mean, There's always going to be something coming back at that point.
You can. It's just like...
You got to do the entire house.
Years. It takes years, and it's, oh, gosh. You have to move out for a while it's being done.
No,
there's no,
no
way
thanks.
You can survive that.
Yeah, no thanks.
How long did it take for them to actually completely get them out?
They came every 2 weeks for about 2 months, and it was fine for about 3 months, and then it came back.
Yeah.
It was horrifying.
Yeah, no, you got to go. You got to go. And when it comes back, like, you're heartbroken. Like, you see the first one, and you're like, ah, you're crying.
Right.
No, you have to leave. You have to leave.
So sorry that happened to you.
Diana, tell us about your insect problem.
So I have a bearded dragon, and he eats crickets. And, you know, it's not a big deal. Everything's normally fine. But I had to leave town 10 days, and I asked my sister to watch him for us. She decided to go buy way too many crickets, let them all loose by accident. I don't even know how many crickets, but I can still hear them in my dreams.
Yeah, the sound.
Crickets are elusive, man. They get out of those cages anyways. They get out. You keep them in like in a little aquarium thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you don't, I just release the bearded dragon.
Let them figure
let
it out.
Let them hunt.
Yeah.
Let them hunt, boy.
It's like a fun game of hide and go seek in your family room.
Get up there and hunt.
But you hear them like in the walls. You hear them behind you. I don't even know how you would sleep at night. My skin would crawl thinking about it.
You hear them in your mind, too. So that's one of the biggest things is when I'm walking around my backyard. Like, we just have all these tall trees around our property. There's spiders, man. This year there has been so many spiders. Spider webs, they're dropping out of the trees. They're coming up the shed or whatever. You kill one or you knock one down or whatever, you feel like it's all over you. Right? You feel like you're walking around with the web all over you. It's terrible.
Ian, what was the gross insect infestation you had to deal with?
Ugh. Okay, last spring, my girlfriend has all these plants in our bathroom. And when spring came and it started heating up, we had a ladybug infestation in the bathroom. And they'd kind of be cool and chilling out on the plants, but when we turned on the shower and it got extra steamy in there, they'd all get excited and fly around in the bathroom. And, I mean, it was like they just went all over you. It was disgusting.
100%. The thing about ladybugs is that you think they're pretty and you love them, but when there's an infestation of them, because I've had a few of them or I've seen them,
there's
disgusting.
Millions.
They come out of nowhere. There's so many of them. They're crunchy, so you can't really get rid of them. Because, you know, they're like...
Oh, you're not supposed to kill them. You know, you're not supposed to kill them. It's to good luck and
like,
all that.
Listen, there's almost so much chewing out of my house I can do. Like, get out of here.
No.
I don't even know how you got in here in the first place.
I'm with you. It's too much.
Yep.